Thanks, Dave. Yeah, the link dropped. When I got finished my conversation, I was talking to basically dead air, so at some point I was on the late frequencies on your repeater, and it dropped. So I was talking to nobody, basically, or whoever was listening, at least on the unlinked side at that point. So I don't know what point it dropped, but that's what happened. That's happened a few times. For me, it's been a busy weekend. Yesterday, the family, my daughter, son-in-law, and the two kids, my wife and I, went up to Midland. We had tickets to the Blue Man Group concert, so we went up and did that. That was very enjoyable. The kids enjoyed that. I'd seen them some, 20-some years ago when my daughter was a junior in high school. We chaperoned a trip to Chicago, and we've seen them in Chicago, so when they basically were just starting out. So we'd seen them then, so I've been trying to get the tickets to take the grandkids to go see them, so that was good. And then we stopped at the Genghis Khan up there for dinner afterwards, had a good dinner, and then everybody headed home after that. Around the house here, again, trying to stay on the warm side of the door. Yesterday, today, I've been started my next 3D printer project. Back before Christmas, I did a crowdfunding project for a Christmas train. So I'm in the process of starting the printing portion of that. That won't take too long. It's going to be the electronics involved in this. There's quite a bit of electronics involved. I have acquired, as far as I know, all of the parts based on their bill of materials, which were sourced from several different places. Fairly costly project, at least for this, but it will be a train that you build, you print the tracks, all the cars, the engine, everything. The engine is all lit. It has working smoke in it. Only thing it doesn't have is a whistle. But all the cars will be lit, at least the passenger cars will be lit up. Other projects that he's supposed to deliver at some point, because he received a certain amount of money for it, is a train station, so I'm waiting for that to be added as well at some point here in the future. We're on the email list that as those additions that he promised are completed, we'll have access to the files for those. So that's the next thing, and I just signed up for another crowdfunding project, which he's already met basically his extended goals in. He asked for $1,000 for the project, and I looked, he was at like $12,000, and this is only the second day of being up on the crowdfunding site. It is to build a top-end monitoring system for monitoring for chemicals and things like that, air quality monitor system. So this will be sourcing parts from Switzerland and quite a few different places that he has put together. Again, this is going to be another costly. It's going to run very little in 3D printing parts for the case and the boards and things to hold everything together, but for all of the sensors to go inside, well, last count somewhere be around $180, so just for the parts. But for the part, for the monitor itself, this, if you would buy this separately or as a combined unit, buy it out there from the site, this would range around $600 for one of these air quality monitor systems. It's basically a commercial grade. So this will go in the basement to be where the printers are, so I can monitor those. I have one that I bought off Amazon a year or so ago for like $40. So like they said, those are not very sensitive to particulates and things like that. So this will be essentially a commercial grade air quality monitor system for down in the three and the print shop. So that's some of the projects coming up. Let me break for a second. Last week we had Winter Field Day. All of the data is now up on the KADAC website. So if there's a link on the front page, we have all of the data, our scores and things. We have photos up there from the weekend for the few that we did take. But didn't do too bad. We had less than last year just for the fact is Dave WADW there only made 15 contacts, and on CW compared to about 100 and over 100 last year between Doc and Dave when they operated at your hangar there, Dave. So Dave actually just used my antenna off the battery and his K2, and he thought he had more power in the battery, and it died after about an hour. So we got 15 contacts. So our scores are quite a bit less than they were last year, but we still enjoyed it. So if you want to take a look at those, they are up on the KADAC website. So back to you, Dave. Thanks for doing that tonight, KC8YV Hub.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thanks for all the information. I'm glad you guys had a good time at Field Day. Next up, let's see, we're down to the end of the list, which would be Bob, and AKPR. Bob, how are you doing? Go ahead.